The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town, like a cancer that's silently spreading. There's an unspoken fear we're on our way down. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
We are back, second hour of the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller. This is the National Intel Report on this fourth day of August 2017. And in studio tonight is Michael Herzog.
That would be me.
That would be you. And I want to get to some other stories here, but I guess we have a couple callers here. Oh, excuse me. Online. Francis in North Carolina. Hello, Francis.
Well, hello, folks.
Hey.
Hope y'all have a fun, safe weekend for that matter. I heard that, overheard the commentary about why the so-called power elite do what they do and in such a code fashion, just to let people know what they're doing beforehand so they can clear themselves of any kind of karmic overlay or whatever. I hate to tell them this, but they're not freeing themselves of any karmic overlay. They still have to pay the bill when all thing is said and done, simply because it is their intent to start with and what their action is going to be. Their thought, their action, the implementation behind it. It was in the tent of their heart, period. They cannot, the only way they can correct that is to not do it, is to reverse the action. So just bringing it to the people's attention beforehand doesn't clear them.
Well, it's kind of interesting. The McMaster's guy, and I'm kind of fascinated here. Since when do we take military generals and slide them out of their military suit, and then we put them into the executive, which is supposed to be run by the civilians? Okay, that the branches of government are never ever supposed to, the lines ever supposed to be blurred. Supposedly one is a check on the other. But in this mass police state mentality, because we're always under threat, Donald Trump thought it was a good idea to bring McMaster's in. McMaster's, what he has essentially been doing is cleaning out the White House of any Trump supporters, really is what's going on. And Scaramucci, I call him Scaramunga with a third nipple, this guy had some pretty good things that he was working on, some not so good. But McMaster saw fit to dump this guy almost immediately. Now, Mike, you brought up a thing, you know, who is the one here that appointed the ex-FBI chief to impanel this grand jury to go after, by the way, I don't know if anybody caught this, our effeminate senator down there, John McCain's buddy, came out today and said, you know, there's really nothing to these Russian leaks. There's nothing to investigate. After the investigation and the grand jury has already been impaneled. Mm-hmm. And you, Michael, said what about the witnesses that they're going to bring in?
Well, the reason they impaneled the grand jury is so he can, they can call witnesses. And I believe, and this is my opinion, it could be speculation, that the reason he has done that, to get somebody in there that's compromised, that has paid off, that has the ability to lie, which we've seen so many times before, because they're looking for a reason to get Trump out of office. And it was Rod Rosenstein that appointed Mueller.
Oh, there's a good Arab name for you.
But, I mean, I went down the whole rabbit hole on Mueller on my show here, I don't know, just the other night. And this guy's dirty as all get out. This guy's owned and controlled by the deep state. He'll do anything they tell him to do. And his rap sheet goes way back.
And there was $675,000 that went campaign contributions
to Andrew McCabe's wife. Yes,
and that was the interim guy. Once they fired Comey, McCabe came in.
Well, Andrew McCabe right now is acting FBI director.
And they have yet appointed the guy that they have already cleared as the new FBI director.
That's right. And Mueller is talking about calling McCabe to testify. Well, McCabe and Comey are friends. Mueller and Comey go back 25 years. They're the best of friends. This is total collusion.
Well, and this is what I ask you. If Mueller is impaneled a special grand jury,
mm-hmm.
okay, whose interests is he representing? It's the government.
Well, he's not representing ours, the people.
Well, and he's not necessarily representing the interest of the White House, which it's, you want to talk collusionary. They've been joined at the hip like Siamese twins
mm-hmm.
for all these years. But I'd ask the special question here of we got special prosecutor or special investigator setting up this federal grand jury on whose interest? After Lindsey Graham came out today and said there's nothing there. Leaks. And then we saw Jeff Sessions come out today and say, look, these leaks have got to be absolutely stopped, this, that, and the other. Well, which leaks is he talking about? Where supposedly we're embracing, Francis, we're embracing whistleblowers because they have brought us so much and they're to be protected. Now it's not such a good thing that we have whistleblowers, and they're going to seek to curtail that. They're empowering a special division of the intelligence agencies to keep an eye on this.
Let me, if I could, just read to you one quick paragraph. The veteran investigative journalist Murray Wass reported on Thursday that several top FBI officials were told they might be called to testify about potential obstruction of justice by the president, including acting director Andrew McCabe. Well, Andrew McCabe's wife is the one that received the $675,000 through the Clinton Foundation.
So, of which they should be investigating.
Exactly. The two senior federal law enforcement officials have told that new revelations illustrate why they believe the potential case against Trump is stronger than outsiders have thought. I mean, this is all collusion. This is all Trump.
It's not even done well. It is in your face. We're going to do this. We don't care the connections that you, the public out there, that have been paying attention to this horse manure we've been slinging around. We don't even care. This is in your face. There is a coup. We're going to try to get Trump. And what are you going to do about it?
And all the while, you're hearing nothing but crickets chirping when it comes to any deaths affiliated with the Clintons, any prosecutions of the Clintons. Lock her up. You hear nothing about that.
Yeah. Francis, you know, I know that we just unloaded on you on this deal, but...
Not a big deal, but I do have one quick question I am wondering about that apparently I'm not hearing anything about at the present point, let alone earlier on, and that is, what is Pence doing behind the scenes?
Preparing himself to be president of the United States.
While the crickets chirp.
He might like to sit his tail on the throne, but believe me, he's just another tool.
He's a willing tool. I mean, the people in his own state hated him. You know, he was
look at this. Put his McCain in Arizona. I mean, come on. But I look at it this way. As I've said long before now, anybody that goes to D.C. as a politician or lobbyist or whatever are only there for their own selfish purposes, and that's it. Period.
Well,
they're not there for the people.
Well, no. You know, that, Francis, that's a given. Anybody that's listened to this network for more than 32 minutes knows
not
that.
Not really.
Yeah, oh, yeah. What do you mean, not really?
There's a lot of people who think that, well, they're there to do our...
I made the distinction, not the people listening to this network. Who do you think we're talking to? Somebody that's not listening to us?
Fine.
You know, they only know what they know, and then we don't know the unknowns, but...
Hey, don't even go there. I mean, that bunch under that one administration was bad enough and made me want to hurl over half the time.
I know.
Don't even recite that garbage, please.
I hear you. Hey, look,
have a great week.
I appreciate your call. Thank you very much, Francis.
Later.
All righty. You can't mouth words. That microphone is hot, and they hear you.
I know.
Oh, okay.
I know. It's deliberate.
Okay, well, you rather than be covert about it and make the people believe that they're missing something.
There's another caller on the line.
No, there isn't.
I thought there was.
No, there's
not. I'm not looking at the screen.
I don't know.
There are things that you know and things that you don't know.
Well, I know
obviously,
one thing.
I didn't know.
Well, I know one thing. The damn board op's not here. Oh, there he is.
Okay.
Okay, that much I know now. Do we have any other callers, Mr. Producer? Board op. Hello? Any other callers there? He doesn't know. Okay, well, I see another line lit up. Let's just blindly take the call. Oh, it's a donation. Well, let me not get in the way of that one. All right. Now, let's move on to some mysterious deaths here.
Okay.
It just seems the body count for the Clinton. And by the way, let's set this up properly.
Okay.
We got Russian collusion in the elections in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
We got North Korea firing off potentially a missile that might be able to hit the United States, even though they don't have a nuclear weapon attached.
Be afraid, be very afraid, yes.
Okay. The deal with Iran, it wasn't such a bad deal. Well, Trump can reinstitute a new deal, but now they're talking about openly going to war with Iran.
Well, that's the art of the deal.
Okay.
All right.
Syria.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this whole thing about the Russian ambassadors, or I'm sorry, the American ambassadors in Russia being thrown out. With retaliation against the sanctions. That Donald Trump really wasn't happy with, but he signed any damn way.
After he talked to Putin and shook hands with him and smiled at him.
Yeah, I mean, it was what, 498-2 or something that they passed it?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, sanctions against Russia for no collusionary involvement in our elections. Now, we were talking, we talked about a lot of things last night, and we talked about a lot of things in depth. Vladimir Putin to Russia. Vladimir Putin is a patriot. Vladimir Putin loves his country very much. And from what I've seen him doing, saying no to the rainbow people, he doesn't want the gay, lesbian, and whatever snowflakes infecting body politic in Russia. He has come out and said about NATO that, look, you know, I understand that this thing was put up against the communist, my former country, the communist state of Russia, the Soviet Union. That's the reason why they had NATO in there, is protection of the European continent. You know, he said, I get that. He says, but communism has died here in this country. The wall has come down, but yet we still have NATO surrounding Russia, and they keep rattling the sabers, keep sticking sharp sticks in Putin's eye. I mean, we've even gone to the extent of flipping the government in Ukraine, hotly contested over the years. So we go in and flip the government in Ukraine. We supply them. We do everything to put another jab into Putin. Now, Putin has been called on the United States media as being even worse than Hitler. Now, I don't know, okay, the Jews claim that Hitler killed 6 million. Joe Stalin, 50 million. Who in the hell are they comparing this guy to? Why is he worse than Adolf Hitler? Why is he worse than Joe Stalin? And why the hell do we need another war with Russia right now? And you said what the answer is.
I did.
Crickets chirping?
Crickets chirping, yes.
Diversion on a massive scale.
On a massive scale.
And who is at the center of this? Who would which three-letter agency of the United States government do you think is up to their eyeballs?
CIA.
Bingo.
Mm-hmm.
They're the only ones who can really pull off this kind of campaign.
Mm-hmm.
Using their contacts, intelligence agencies, MI5, whatever, in anywhere in the world. So they pull all this stuff together, do this massive, divert your attention over here. And in the meantime, what was it that people were screaming? Why were they showing up in droves, thousands, tens of thousands, to Donald Trump when he was stumping for the presidency?
They were shouting, lock her up.
Lock her up.
And they weren't joking, and it wasn't funny. And he was chanting the same thing, and he was boding the audience to do so. So my question is, why are the crickets chirping, and why have they been chirping ever since he has taken office? Why? Are we setting up this clip?
We are now going to play the clip.
Thank you.
And this comes from One America News Network, folks. And again, I'm not giving my Pope-like dominee on this network because, as I said, it's got a slight problem. It's kind of neoconish. And they're not up there pumping the kind of deal that they've never seen a war that they don't want to be involved with. But overall, the network does straight news stories without the opinions and panels of talking heads to befuddle the imagination and the thinking, the cognitive thinking of the viewer out there, to make their opinion based on what little information they give you. Are you listening, Fox News? And then turn it into an opinion game, and then do a poll on what's your opinion on our opinion. It's absolutely nasty. Okay, here is the clip. The mysterious deaths may be linked to the Clinton Foundation. Gee, you don't say.
A former Haitian government official is found dead ahead of his expected testimony on the Clinton Foundation's corruption and malpractice. One America's Marty Golingan has more on how his suspected suicide and the death of a GOP operative may be tied to Hillary Clinton.
A GOP operative looking for Hillary Clinton's deleted emails and a Haitian official set to testify against the Clinton Foundation are both found dead as a result of suicide. Now, investigative journalists are asking whether the deaths of these men have anything to do with Bill and Hillary Clinton. The first man to reportedly take his life was Republican strategist Peter Smith. An opposition researcher and GOP donor, Smith died more than a week after he gave an interview with the Wall Street Journal about his quest against Hillary Clinton. He told the newspaper he was working to retrieve the 33,000 emails believed erased from Clinton's private server. But his death is raising eyebrows. The suicide note said, quote, "There was no foul play whatsoever." It also said Smith took his own life because of a terminal illness, and that his life insurance was about to expire. The autopsy said he died of asphyxiation due to displacement of oxygen in a confined space with helium. Despite the note, the Wall Street Journal said the operative was close to finding the truth behind the emails, was hell-bent on locking up Hillary, and showed no signs of giving up on his goal.
He was on the record. He reached out to me. He was in no way ashamed of what he had done. He was actually quite proud of it and fervently believed that these emails would eventually surface. He really believed that he was at the end, as he described it. He thought that he was at nearly the last chapter of a long saga, and that soon these emails would come to light and that he would ultimately be vindicated in this quest that he was on.
Meanwhile, the suspected suicide of Haitian official Klaus Eberwein is now under investigation in Miami. Eberwein was a former director general and advisor to the Haitian president. He was due to appear in court this week to testify in the Haitian Senate against the Clinton Foundation for alleged corruption.
Because she takes a tremendous amount of money, and you take a look at the people of Haiti. I was in Little Haiti the other day in Florida, and I want to tell you, they hate the Clintons, because what's happened in Haiti with the Clinton Foundation is a disgrace.
The official was an outspoken critic of the Clintons and accused them of redirecting billions of dollars of State Department aid for the devastating 2010 Haiti earthquake right into the pockets of their foundation. According to Haitian newspapers, Eberwein's colleagues recently said he was in good spirits with plans for the future, but he also feared for his life due to his sharp criticism. His friends and family were shocked to find out he died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound to the head. Although both men had different reasons for their vendettas, the two men were both seeking to bring down the Clintons' corruption. The reported suicides are reminiscent of DNC staffer Seth Rich, who mysteriously died in a reported botched robbery last year, after it became known he was looking to send WikiLeaks data from the Democratic National Committee for rigging the 2016 primaries in favor of Clinton. Now with three mysterious deaths, all leading back to the Clintons in some way, it's only a matter of time before the authorities connect the dots and see the pattern of a Clinton cover-up. Marty Golingan, One America News.
Now that is a sample of the reporting that One America News does. That's not bad.
Not at all. Let's not forget Sean Lucas and John Ash. Add those to the list.
Well, we're not done yet.
I'm
the Clinton
sorry.
Foundation is still, Hillary is still out there running free with Bill and her little baby.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. They're still ducking the immense corruption and jailable offenses of Hillary Clinton and Bill and Chelsea by extension. She's family. She's part of Clinton Foundation. But here's what's at hand here. This Clinton Foundation and the amount of corruption... Wow.
We doubt, we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Now, mind you, folks, we're going to take some calls here. Now, on NBC, Hillary Clinton shut down the pedophile investigation when she was in power. But there's a picture coming into view here, Michael.
Okay.
The Clinton Foundation, the absolute pay-to-play, uranium, which, by the way,
Mueller was involved in the uranium deal, yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And
he was instructed by Hillary Clinton to take a sample to them, yes.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Now, there's no Russian collusion there.
No, of course not.
Now, this just shows you the power of the Jewish media here in this country that absolutely wanted Hillary Clinton in the White House. And, by the way, speaking of which, before I take this call here... they voted cut out the $300 million a year of aid to the Palestinians. That's gone.
Mm-hmm.
But you've seen that we have upped our contributions to Israel to the tune of about, they're admitting now, $4 billion a month. So we're going to help Israel perform their Greater Israel Project while killing what's left off of the Palestinians.
The Odin Yainan Project, yes.
Yeah, there you go. Roxanne in Texas, hello. How are you doing?
Good evening, y'all.
Hi.
I just wanted to inform you, have you ever heard of a man called William Patterson?
No.
He was like from, he's from 1658. He helped start the Bank of England, and I doubt, although he pretended he was a Scotsman, he was not. But he was the impetus for the Rothschilds to figure out how to collect interest off of, you know, your little gold samples. It would be, I don't have too much time to waste your time. But then there was a movie. It's a German film from 1932. It's called The Blue Light. And that's about the crystals and the chips, you know, the stuff we have in our computers. And you could tie it all together. It's so wonderful.
I'm sorry, the name of the movie was Blue what?
Chip.
Blue Light. Chip. Blue Light. I'm sorry.
No, Blue Light.
Okay.
Blue Light. It was a German film, and her name was Junta. Didn't somebody mention Junta earlier?
Jensa. J-I-N-S-A.
Yeah. It's a Jewish whatever.
Okay, maybe I heard it wrong.
That was Lark.
Junta. But they blur the lines. They can blur the lines, but it's all the same story. There's nothing new under the sun, and I appreciate all you do, and thank you for your talk.
Thank you, Roxanne.
Good night.
Yeah, and I've always maintained, if you want to defeat the army that is doing battle against you, that threatens to wipe you out of existence, if you know anything about tactics, you know anything about military strategies, yes, of course you want to eliminate the opposition, but simultaneously what you want to do is cut their supply lines, their fuel, their food, their ammunition, all the logistics supporting the troops that are in the field, the opposition against you. You do this in theaters of war. This is standard practice and has been ever since we learned how to make clubs and beat the crap out of each other. Well, something very interesting is going on here because it's all been, how should I say, Mike, it's all been convoluted and carried out by deep state. And this was my opening statement pretty much in the last hour about Vladimir Putin is somehow a threat to the United States. No, he's a patriot to his own country. See any parallels here? Donald Trump is a patriot, whether you like billionaires or not. You didn't fly in their circles. I get it. You didn't have the country club pass. You didn't have any of that stuff. Now, I understand that. But Donald Trump is what Russia to the United States, what Vladimir Putin is to Russia. And this is absolutely insane. And this deep state that we keep referring to, and this was a very sly thing by the mainstream media in this country to identify what the deep state was. And I come in immediately, Mike, on the heels of that, and I said, no, these are just the sock puppets. These are the ones that are carrying out the dirty deeds. These aren't the designers of this strategy. But what is the one thing that we could unplug from them to kill their power base and their supply line? The funny money system. Based on credit to fund any damn thing that they want to. Under a real money system, Mike, you can only spend what you bring in. Forget the credit and the usury.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promote stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
In your eyes, the light, the heat,
your eyes,
I am complete,
your eyes,
see the doorway,
your eyes,
the thousand churches,
your eyes,
the resolution,
your eyes,
of all the fruitless soldiers.
All righty, we are back. Keith in Montana. Hello, Keith.
Hey, John. Hey. I got something to tell you there about Russia there. But first of all, I wanted to say, you know, Amazon has toilet paper on sale now that has Donald Trump's tweets on it. But in lieu of that, you remember Trump recently tweeted that we don't worship government, we worship God. You remember the Christmas truce of 1915?
Oh, God.
Are you with me?
No, Keith, I'm not. You give me a little bit. Do a little bit more color commentary before you ask me a question, because I have absolutely no idea where the hell you're going.
All right. During World War I, 1915, all the troops had called a truce. The Russians, the Germans, the Italians, the British.
Okay.
They all played soccer together.
All right. Christmas, and they all took a break from it. Okay.
That's right. Okay. And this is where the term fraternizing with the enemy came from. They did not want, and this has to do with Russia, they did not want the other side to see that those boys were just like they were. They sat there, they read their letters from home, they drank together, like say they played football, whatever, probably even caught up on showers from living in the trenches for so long.
Mm.
Today, Russia is 86% Christian Orthodox or Orthodox Christian. The United States claims to be 71% demographically. How do you trick those American boys into going overseas to fight some of the foreign country that is the same believers and the same Jesus Christ, their Savior.
You
have to isolate them somehow.
Yeah, well, you pretty much alluded to that. You know, it's called demonization. You know, what do we call him, Vladimir Putin, right now? Well, he's worse than Adolf Hitler was. Well, he is worse than Joe Stalin, which, ironically, the media never talks about Uncle Joe and the millions of people, maybe nine times the amount of people that the Jews were supposedly subjected to under Nazi Germany rule, 6 million of them. Yeah.
Well, look at the bonus army. The bonus army of World War One that were basically crapped on by their own government.
Mm-hmm.
We have the 307,000 dead veterans. I mean, you didn't see Hitler doing that to his own people after they were home.
Well, and you know, Keith, I've for objectivity reasons, for factual information, I have urged, and have you done this? Let me ask you the question. Have you watched that six-hour series on Adolf Hitler, The Greatest Story Never Told? Okay, you've watched...
Well, you know that first... Yeah.
Okay, you watched it, and I said, you know, there's a certain bit of... a certain amount of ideology and support for Adolf Hitler and what he was doing. But people will see automatically in this the amount of lies and propaganda that were spun against Adolf Hitler. Now, I'm not saying that this guy, you know, that I would have been happy, this guy winning World War II, and we're sitting around eating sauerkraut and borscht or something like that. I don't know. But I do know this, that the very controlled and owned media, those that had an interest in seeing this guy go down, when you watch that six-hour series, Adolf Hitler, The Greatest Story Never Told, for those out there that have not seen it, believe it or not, you can still go to YouTube and watch it. I am urging people to watch that. When you, Keith, when they understand the amount of propaganda that had been waged against Adolf Hitler, one can now understand the quote-unquote deep state and its psych operations and smearing against Vladimir Putin. I mean, here we are, destitute, bankrupt. We've got snowflakes, and these are just the openly operating communists / socialists that have come out of the box in this country. The neocons have all of their funds at this high-stakes poker game shoved in the center. So do the lefties. So do everybody. Everything is riding on these moves that they're making right now. And if they're not successful, they're in one hell of a lot of trouble because they know the end is nigh. They're trying to get victorious here with their global New World Order government stuck in there, but it's on the verge of literal collapse by way of the information, by the way, Keith, that the American people have not learned through the mainstream media. I guess, Michael, you know, if the unknowns are not known, well, then, you know, what do you know? You don't know a whole lot of
anything. You don't know anything unless you tune into RBN.
There you go.
Yeah. Well, I'll say this, though, if people don't realize this, Germany lost World War II, but the Nazis won. And they are through the same communist, and you can call it through the Bolsheviks. They were all transplanted over here, whether they ran NASA or what. They've infiltrated the entire U.S. government.
I don't know if it was an infiltration as much as it was picking up the assets left over from the rubble of World War II, because
that could be. Remember the 63 communist agenda there. One of the last details was to discredit the FBI. And I noticed right now on Twitter there's a photo of another IT guy that or somewhere big in the DNC that has just been arrested for some pedophile stuff. We're having 6-year-old photos on a hard drive. This, though, may not be actually his crime. He may have been set up to take him down so that he doesn't squeal.
Yeah, well, let's back up here a second, because I've heard this repeated more than once. What the United States did after World War II, because they clearly understood, well they were going up against the ME-262. They had gone up against the planes and the technology of Germany.
Mm-hmm.
They had seen their rocket technology. They had seen the drones, literal drones, that Hitler was launching against England. So in any wartime scenario, once victory is at hand, you try to pick up as many assets as you possibly can. If the enemy does not want you to have them, it's called a scorched earth policy. They will burn anything or everything of value to not allow you to get your hands on it because, what? Defeat is imminent. And what I see Keith, hang on a second. What I see happening in the United States and what they did, the Russians were doing it simultaneously. They grabbed as many of these Nazi scientists as they could. They grabbed as much useful stuff as they could out of Germany for their own intents and purposes. So, you know, and I've heard this before, that Keith, that this is somehow, that this was the Nazification of the United States. And I'm not buying it. I'm just not.
Well, I'll say this. I watched a documentary here a while back there where it showed how the United States first started exporting all these scientists and stuff over on ships. And it was when Joseph Stalin heard that, he got peeved. And that's where he just went through there. And that's where this kill everybody, what you call scorched earth, came from.
Right.
Because of it's like the Cairo agreement there where the so-called disputed South China Sea islands, those were all supposed to be given back in Japan's unconditional surrender to China, dating clear back to World War I, and that the Koreas would remain free and independent. And the United States is the biggest treaty breaker there is. I live on a reservation. I know that. This looks like Gaza here, other than the smoke we can't hardly see across the valley right now.
But yeah, Keith, we know the great white father speak with forked tongue. We're in the middle of this right now to the point, and what you're describing, by the way, is the communist plan for the destruction of America. Yeah, part of that plan was to discredit the FBI, to make it a moral issue and an ethical, you know, since we're the high moral ones on the face of this planet, that we have to dump our nuclear weapons first. There is a whole litany.
Okay, I got one more thing for you, though.
Okay.
I got one more thing for you, though. I have a 2011 photo of U.S. soldiers over Afghanistan with the American flag, and above it is the SS flag. The newest one released here is a British flag with the swastika one underneath it. And then we have the U.S. supporting the Ukraine, in which the U.S. will not denounce the Nazis, the neo-Nazis in Ukraine. There is some tie in there, John.
No, Keith, it's non sequitur. I don't believe that there is. And forgive me, Keith. You know, I mean, you brought this to my table,
and I
got out my utensils, and I'm now cutting this up right now to eat it. But no, I'm
a democracy.
Look, the Illuminati. Let's go to base zero here and their power function and how they were able to pull this off. The Illuminati is the bankers. The bankers are the Illuminati. Okay.
Well, that brings up another question here. I don't want to hold you because you're getting towards your break here, but. I had sent you and Mike that video on Fagan, who did that talk, a speech in 1967. It's an hour and 51 minutes long. It's on archive.org where it talks about the Satanist.
No,
post that or list it.
Listen to me, Keith.
Yeah.
That was Myron Fagan, and the name of it was The Illuminati, and it was released on vinyl long playing, 33 and a third album. I know that, and it's just not about that subject matter that you were talking about. He was talking about who the Illuminists really are, and that was my...
Well, no, I realize that.
Yeah, but I wanted to go on to say, Keith, that was my introduction to, hey, here's your tap on your shoulder, take a look at this.
Right, but if you listen that entire thing, what do you call it, segment by segment, you can see where that has been, like, it's in a playbook.
Yeah.
That to Mike too.
Just as
and Mike, the minute he heard, Mike heard that word Satan. Of course, and, I believe his atheist beliefs and everything like that. But when you look at it at historical value about what was actually documented, the quotes of who was saying what, when, and where, and how the Illuminati and their formation came in like that. It's like you're reading a playbook of exactly what's going on exactly right now.
And if you further want to enforce that playbook idea that you just expressed, go read the Protocols of the Learned Elders of Zion.
It covers
all that as well. And I'm sure that was just an Arab plot that they carefully and magnificently pawned off on the Jews. See, it wasn't the Jews, it's the Arabs.
Yeah, it's Arab.
Or the Nazis. Or the Nazis. I'm not going to let you off the key. I'm not going to let you off.
Yeah, okay, that's true, yeah.
All right, man.
All right, hey, thanks. And send some nice wet air up here because we're burning up here.
We did not get the amount of rain we were supposed to down here in Central Texas, but we're not all dried up, and every once in a while we get a little moisturizing pad thrown our way.
We have 20-some fires burning in this area. It's so smoky you wouldn't believe it.
Wow. Well, get out a gas mask if you have to, and we'll see you on the flip
side. You go.
All right, sir.
All right, my best to you.
Okay, thank you. All right. Hillary Clinton shut down. And now this is on NBC, which is kind of kind of interesting. Let me back this up. And to hear Matt Lauer actually tackle a subject about Clinton.
So we're here and we are following this breaking news out of Washington. Some serious allegations this morning facing the State Department.
That's right. According to internal State Department memos, the agency might have called off or intervened in investigation into possibly illegal and inappropriate behavior within its ranks, allegedly to protect jobs and avoid scandals. This concerns the time that Hillary Clinton was Secretary of State. We want to get right to NBC's Chief White House Correspondent Chuck Todd with the latest. Chuck, good morning to you.
Good morning, Savannah. You know, there's an old saying in Washington that the cover-up is worse than the crime. But in this case, both parts of it are disturbing. Allegations of prostitution and pedophilia, and allegations that those crimes were somehow covered up or not looked into. So the State Department this morning is having to respond to those claims and those investigations of misconduct by State Department officials, including by...
Okay, now notice, trying to get out ahead of the story, set the narrative. What this is supposed to be about is there's allegations of sexual misconduct in the State Department while Hillary Clinton was in there. Mike, would you say that that needs to be investigated?
Well, without a doubt.
Oh, well.
But the crickets still chirp. That's what I'm talking about. This is what was supposed to happen. And online, on the internet, you know, a lot of people talking about Pizzagate or whatever, and I don't like to use that term, but the sex trafficking, the pedophilia, the sacrifices, child sacrifice, all of this stuff was ablaze and still is on the internet. And people are wondering now, and they were coming out with, oh, you know, but Sessions, you know, he's been approved and he's going to go after him and blah, 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 and nothing ever happened.
Here's my question. Why has Jeff Sessions, as the Attorney General of the United States, he was with Trump on his whistle stop campaign, probably the most successful campaign waged in memory, okay, presidential memory. He was the guy that was not supposed to win. And I can tell you that that is true just by watching the reactions of the Hillary Clinton booster club, which happened to be all of mainstream America, maybe minus Fox. Well, no, certainly Megyn Kelly had her little role in that, and she got her payoff. And I'll stop further comment. I really don't like this woman. But, you know, this is another get ahead of the story, try to control the narrative. The Netflix original series, House of Cards, who was that fashioned after?
The Clintons.
And if you watch that series, you'd think, man, if any of this did happen or was true in Washington, D.C., oh, no. It was 100 times worse than what was portrayed there. And people can't get their minds wrapped around it because they're not getting the proper information. Forget the inputted propaganda, okay? I don't enjoy propaganda. One side does a propaganda campaign, and in order to counter the propaganda campaign, what do? They launch their own propaganda campaign. What is at heart here is the law. Has it been broken? What is at stake here is literally our federal government transparent to the point that we could go in once the criminals are discovered and to be able to charge and convict the criminals with inside our own government. Mike, they don't even give a damn to even give you an imminent front as if they're doing something constructive because they don't care. They're arrogant in this respect. They think that their propaganda has worked so well that they could do something like this with nary raising an eyebrow. And that somehow that, you know, well, we're investigating corruption here and, it may not go Trump's way or it may or no, but we're going to do this because we're investigating the corruption. And this is the biggest. And if I was Jeff Sessions, if there was any doubt in Donald Trump's mind, whether he's on my side or the recusal or anything else, I'm waiting with bated breath. please rescue me, Mike, if you see me fall down and start to turn blue, because I'm going to hold my breath here. The Jeff Sessions comes out and said, we're launching an investigation against Hillary Clinton, against the Clinton Foundations, against these emails, and all the play to pay. We're doing the investigation. We're going to Haiti. We're finding out how many billions of dollars were siphoned off and put into the Clinton Foundation. We're going to go in and look at how this uranium deal, you want to talk about collusion. If Russia are such bad people, we're giving them uranium that they can make bombs to shoot at us. That's not collusion. That is not a threat to the sanctity and security of the United States if Vladimir Putin and all of Russia are fire-breathing assets that just want to destroy us because they really do hate us. Let's take this break. Short segment coming up, and we'll close out this Friday edition of the National Intel Report with Michael Herzog sitting in the other chair.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
I've only got a couple minutes of this clip left. Let me see how much I can squeeze in here.
An ambassador and security agents attached to then Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. And the allegations are that these investigations were whitewashed, quashed altogether, and that those orders came from high up.
NBC News has obtained documents related to ongoing investigations into some disturbing allegations involving State Department personnel and at least one ambassador. A State Department memo says the ambassador, quote, routinely ditched his protective security detail in order to solicit sexual favors from both prostitutes and minor children.
Wow.
The memo also says a top State Department official directed department investigators to, quote, cease the investigation into the ambassador's conduct. It's just one of what another document describes as, quote, several examples of undue influence from top state officials. On Monday, a State Department spokesperson will not confirm specific investigations.
I'm not going to talk about specific cases, but I can say broadly that the notion that we would not vigorously pursue criminal misconduct in any case, is preposterous.
A former investigator for the department's inspector general has complained to Congress and the media that the investigations have not been thorough because of the pressure from those high-level officials.
We take every allegation of misconduct seriously, and we look into it.
Wait a minute. Okay, I don't have enough time and patience to deal with the rest of this crap. So NBC is getting out this protected Hillary Clinton. They're getting out with the State Department, the new crisis, and an ambassador would dump his detail and go get sexual favors. What is that? What is that compared to the Clinton Foundation, to Hillary Clinton, and to this whole thing? And Mike, here's what I've... this has been my supposition. That the Clinton Foundation is going to reveal not that the Clinton Foundation was dirty. We know that. But how many people are actively involved? How many people now seated in the U.S. government has been in cahoots with Hillary Clinton through the Clinton Foundation? What if there was something Mr. Mueller wanted to look into, he would be impaneling a grand jury right now to look into Hillary Clinton as Secretary of State, as Senator, as, hell, go back to the Mena, Arkansas days here, Hillary and Bill and their start and the body count that has been mounting year after year after year. We got dead bodies showing up, people just committing suicide because, well, I guess they were under too much pressure because they were set to come out and tell the truth about Hillary Clinton. NBC, get ahead of the story. What did they do in the series House of Cards? When they had a crisis, what did the chief of staff always say? You've got to get out ahead of the story, Mr. President. You've got to go out there, make a statement, and then lead the narrative on this to derail it.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly what NBC News just did.
Oh, and I agree with you, John, because you're talking about, well, what Robert Mueller ought to be doing. But what we're not remembering here is Robert Mueller is a part of them. He is nothing more than their goose-stepping mouthpiece, okay, to do exactly what they want.
Him and the Wookiee, James Comey.
James Comey, all of them. Yeah. And Rod Rosenstein, same thing. He's the guy that appointed them. They're all, as I say, in the big club. Okay, and they're all backslapping buddies.
Well, and you know what? You want a counter strategy here? Jeff Sessions comes out and says the Attorney General's office is launching a full-scale investigation against Hillary Clinton and the foundations for the treason, possibly treason, against the United States.
It should happen. It would happen if... it could happen. I'm saying I don't think it could happen because Jeff Sessions doesn't have a set.
I know the testosterone is not flowing freely with this guy, and he is getting older. And can he find his shrunken up little cojones if he really looked?
Hard to say.
Well, we'll see.
All right,
folks, thank you for being here on this Friday. Remember, well, we're still trying to finish off this pledge drive. Call us at 800-724-2719. Dial extension 3. Talk to Mikey. Let's get this thing cleaned up tonight. Make a good donation. And consider a monthly donation, folks. What is this network and the information worth to you per month? Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org. On that donate button at the top right of your computer screen, you will see donate. That will take you to a PayPal. You do not have to be a member of PayPal. Orders at republicbroadcasting.org is all you really need to enter, along with the amount of money that you would like to donate. And you can set this up on a reoccurring monthly donation. What are we worth to you? I want to thank you for being here. And, Michael, thank you very much for joining me this afternoon.
You're welcome. It's been a pleasure, John.
All righty, sir. We will see you all Monday.
who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.